from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're now joined by Sean Hyken of the Rose Garden Report. Sean, thanks for taking some time. What did you, now almost 24 hours removed, 18 hours, whatever. That math doesn't work in my brain right now. The next day removed from the NBA draft in a trade for Washington Wizards wing Danny Avdia. What is your kind of high-level takeaway and then kind of work your way in?
From the overall night, are you saying? My kind of overall takeaway from the night is that the Blazers came into the draft with two lottery picks, and they came out of it with two good basketball players, and this team needs good basketball players right now. And so I think from all that, you have to look at it as a pretty successful night, I would say.
With that in mind, there's been some thoughts that the Blazers may have overspent in getting Denny Avdia. Where do you kind of fall on the acquisition of Avdia, his fit, him as a player, and then the actual cost that it ended up requiring to get the deal done?
Well, the cost is, to me, I don't think the cost is anything crazy, because, like, look, like you look at each of the individual pieces. They had to trade Malcolm Brogdon this summer anyway. Like, there's no way that over the next 2 weeks Malcolm Brogdon was going to come out of it still a member of the Portland Trailblazers. So they had to get that part of it done. They gave up the 14th pick in a draft that everybody agrees is not that good. And the player that they got back in Denny Avdia is a better player than anybody they reasonably could have drafted at the 14th pick. And then they gave up a couple of second rounders, which, like, you can get second rounders anytime, and the second most favorable out of their three first round picks that they have in the 2029 draft, which is 5 years from now. I think people see the number of picks on the page and don't look at what the picks actually are and think they gave up a ton for a guy. But Denny Avdia is a 6'9" two-way wing who's 23 years old and on a really team-friendly contract. So I think that's it. You know, when they've been looking to trade their veterans over the last year, whether it's Malcolm Brogdon or Jeremy Grant, Matisse Thybulle, whoever, they've been more from what I've heard over the course of that time, they had been more in the business of trying to get players that fit what they're trying to do with Scoot Henderson and Shaedon Sharpe and the other young guys that they're building around, as opposed to just trying to stack up a number of draft picks. And I think for a guy that they were going to have to trade anyway with Malcolm Brogdon, I think this deal certainly accomplishes a lot of those goals.
On that particular line, the players over picks, it's a different path than a lot of other front offices have gone down. What do you think the risk-reward kind of situation is as it pertains to that? Because it is different, obviously, than what Sam Presti has done in OKC, and a couple of other teams have tried to do, but it also seems more reminiscent to, not necessarily directly what Danny Ainge did in Boston by moving players or swapping things around to get the players that he wanted with specific picks in the draft. So it's not quite exactly a straight line, but where do you kind of see in how that operation makes sense or doesn't?
Well, if you have, you know, for right now, I mean, the Blazers are still kind of in the early stage of the rebuild. They don't have, like, the guy who's the centerpiece of what they're trying to build, but they have a few guys, and Joe Cronin identified two of them last night in his post-draft press conference, and Scoot Henderson and Shaedon Sharpe, that they have two guys that they see as, like, as of right now, the core pieces of what they're trying to build. And if you have a couple guys that you identify as those guys, you need to find players that you feel fit well around those guys. And I mean, if you feel that Denny Avdija fits well around those guys, and you know, those guys are going to develop into the guys that you hope they're going to be better if they have good players around them that complement what they're trying to do, as opposed to, you know, if you're a team like, let's say, you know, Washington, or, you know, Washington, it seems like right now is trying to take the, you know, Oklahoma City a couple of years ago approach, or like what Brooklyn, it seems like, is now trying to do with, you know, after they traded Mikal Bridges for a million draft picks and got their own picks back and all of that. Like, if, you know, there's the approach of, like, we're just going to, like, not even put NBA players out on the floor and try to just be as bad as possible and just get picks in that way. Like, that's a thing you can do. And then what the Blazers are trying to do is be, like, because the thing is they're going to be bad this year. Their record is going to be similar to what their record was last year. They're not in danger of winning too many games because they traded for Denny Avdija. They had good NBA veterans on their team last year, and they still lost 61 games. But I think they're hoping to be able to develop these guys, these like Scoot Henderson, Shaedon Sharpe, I guess now Donovan Klingon, who they took with the seventh pick last night, while also still in the short term losing enough games to get the pick that they need to get who, you know, whether it's Cooper Flagg or whoever it is in the next couple of drafts. And I mean, it's two different approaches. I think the thing we've learned is that there's no one right or wrong way to do it. And if these guys trust their talent evaluation, they've identified Denny Avdija as somebody that's undervalued and can grow with Scoot Henderson and Shaedon Sharpe, like that, then yeah, go for it.
There's always a Mike Schmidt's tweet available to find out which one they value most. Speaking of the NBA draft and Donovan Klingon, what did you make of the Trailblazers were linked to upside swings and opportunity, and a lot of that was around the wings, and trading for Denny Avdija, at least in my opinion, solved that problem for them. That was instead of taking Cody Williams or had Tijon Salon been on the board at seven, they opted instead to go with Denny Avdija, which presented an opportunity at number seven to take Donovan Klingon after multiple stops along the way through the first six about potential trade ups and opportunities there. Where do you kind of see Donovan Klingon fitting into all of this? The Blazers making a change in style at the center position, and whether or not he can be effective as that guy kind of going forward. Where you the level of success for a drop big in the NBA has to be incredibly high if you're going to be a starting caliber big.
It is definitely a change in style. He doesn't have the, you know, mid-range shooting ability that DeAndre Ayton has, or the perimeter shooting ability that Dwight Reese has. He's definitely more, like, offensively, he's definitely more of an old school type of center. But from a standpoint of, like I was saying earlier, needing good basketball players and, you know, needing guys where you know what they're good at. You know, the thing that Donovan Klingon was great at UConn was rim protection. The Blazers were the second worst rim defending team in the league last year behind Washington. And so that's a pretty clear hole that they had that he filled. And he's also the type of player where, like, the things that he was good at in college, which were setting screens, rebounding, protecting the rim, it's pretty easy to project that those things he's still going to be good at in the NBA.
And those opportunities are going to be there. The fit with him and DeAndre Ayton, as it stands right now, has some people anxious or frustrated or wondering how that's going to shake out, or if it devalues DeAndre Ayton. Right before you came on, we just had a trade where Davion Mitchell, obviously it's a lesser extent, was traded away to Toronto, and it's which is kind of exactly how things happen. A young player comes in Devin Carter that ends up kind of pushing him out, and then you make a trade. That's kind of how the NBA works. Do you see that as simply the same situation here with Donovan Clingan, DeAndre Ayton, Robert Williams, that this is just it's kind of a next up mentality, and when you don't decide to move on or move forward with a guy, that you move that guy out?
Potentially. I don't think there's really any huge rush to do that with DeAndre Ayton, because I don't think you and I talk about this all the time, you know, rookie, we talked about it last year with Scoot, with, you know, how hard the learning curve is with rookie point guards, and how much he struggled, even though he has the long-term talent that, you know, they're still very high on him. He was always going to kind of struggle his rookie year. And he did with Donovan Clingan, you know, unless you're literally like Victor Wembanyama, which is like a physical specimen that the world has never seen before, like, you're going to struggle as a rookie. I don't think Donovan Clingan is going to be good enough to start his rookie year. So it's, you know, I think it's totally fine to keep, like, I would expect that the Blazers starting center on opening night is going to be DeAndre Ayton. And that's going to be the case going forward. But he's got 2 years left on his deal. If they, you know, stick with him this year and then they decide to move him next summer when he's expiring, then you kind of hope that Donovan Clingan did enough his rookie season and at least showed that, you know, he's ready to at least kind of step into more of that role. I'm definitely expecting Clingan not to start this year. Robert Williams, I think if you can get any kind of positive value for just with his injury history, I think you kind of have to just make that move. But I'm not really, like, I know they love Robert Williams, and I've heard that his rehab is going well and he's expected to be good to go for training camp. Just because of his injury history, I feel like anything they get from him as far as actual on-floor contributions is kind of a bonus. So I'm really just looking at this as a Clingan Ayton thing, and I don't think Clingan is going to be definitively better than DeAndre Ayton next year, and so I don't think there's anything to really worry about like who's going to start, because I think that's still DeAndre Ayton's job at this point.
Hey, can we get you to hold over and hop on for the next segment? We'll talk about the second round and kind of what to expect over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we are joined by Sean Hyken of the Rose Garden Report. We'll hit a break real quick, come back, join up with Sean Hyken. We will talk about the second round potential for the Blazers to make at least one pick, probably with a two-way deal, and then likely moving another, and then what kind of happens next as the Blazers shape their roster for the 2025 season here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sean Hyken of the Rose Garden Report was generous enough to stay on here with another segment as we're getting ready for the NBA draft round number two, day number two. Sean, the second round is here, and the Portland Trailblazers have picks 34 and 40. What do you expect to kind of happen here, and what is different about this situation now, that with it not only being 2 days, but with the Blazers having two picks here and the value of those second-round picks in the new CBA?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see whether, first of all, whether they use both of those picks or not. And I would think just, you know, as of right now, they have all 15 of their roster spots filled on. Now, obviously they could, you know, trade away somebody. That's all. That's, there's still a whole lot of the off season left to go, but, I think the most likely thing that would happen would be if somebody that they draft, whether they use one or both of those picks, is going to be somebody that they get to sign a two-way contract. And that's kind of, I guess kind of one of the advantages. I personally don't love the two-day format, and I don't know if a lot of people in the league do either, but I guess one of the advantages of it is that after the first round, teams have time to kind of reset and talk to different players' agents and say, hey, you know, if we take this guy here, would he be open to signing a two-way contract as opposed to holding out for a full, you know, standard NBA contract like they've signed their last two second-round picks, Rayon Rupert and Jabari Walker, too. So they'll have a good enough idea of, you know, like they're on the clock at 34. If there are two guys they like, one of those guys' agents says, yeah, he'll sign a two-way. The other guy said, yeah, we don't want a two-way contract. Then, you know, that might be sort of a tiebreaker there. It's kind of how I would expect it to shake out.
Taking a look at kind of what's out there on the intel world, the Portland Trailblazers obviously have all three of their two-way spots currently open. It's the nice thing about them is they're a year-to-year situation. So Iwobodje, who's been there before, as much as the Blazers like him as a prospect, is not guaranteed that slot. But the Blazers can look at a variety of players, not only in the second round here, but also in the undrafted class. As you said, the roster spots are now all kind of locked up. Well, how do you think that this roster, or how much do you think this roster is going to change between now and the next 3 weeks and kind of shape things up as we approach the free agency period and then heading into summer league, which is now less than 3 weeks away?
Well, there's now, you know, the most pressing piece of business that I think they needed to get done this summer was to trade Malcolm Brogdon, and they did that yesterday. But there's a few other guys that I think you will have to look at as them potentially being on the move. I think the three that really immediately come to mind are Matisse Thybulle, who I think is going to have a lot of interest from contenders because he's the type of player that's valuable on good teams for what he does defensively, and he's on a really manageable contract. So I think that's a guy that could be on the move. Jeremy Grant, who they have been resistant to trading in the past, but I think this summer it might make more sense from both sides, especially trading for Denny Avdija, and then also wanting to have, you know, you look at the front court, they have their own young forwards, you know, Jabari Walker, Tumani Kamara, and Chris Murray. Like, there's now, you know, yeah, you throw Avdija in the mix. Like, it makes some sense to at least look around and see what the Jeremy Grant market is like. And then the other one is Anfernee Simons. And I know you and I kind of noticed the same thing last night in Joe Cronin's mm-hmm. post-draft press conference when he said, He was asked about kind of what's next after the draft as far as building the roster, and he said that they're committed to Scoot Henderson and Shaedon Sharpe as the two guys they're building around. And I would just immediately, my antennas went up like, oh, that's interesting, who he mentioned and who he didn't. I don't know if that was intentional, but I definitely noticed it, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's actually where I wanted to end with this one, is the framing that you got from Joe Cronin last night in the press conference. What was your kind of general takeaway from the description of how, not just with as it pertains to Scoot and Shaedon, but the path that the team is now kind of heading down?
Well, I'll put it this way. I did not get the sense from, like, he still talked about last night. Like, I've seen some reports out there that they're trying to, like, fast track it and get it back into the playoffs. When you look at what he said last night, he used the words, we're a rebuilding team, a couple of different times. He also said, you know, we're not good enough. We need to be adding to our talent base. I don't think, you know, even though they, you know, a player like Denny Avdija, who they traded for, is a guy who, you know, would be helpful in a, you know, winning, you know, playoff contending type of situation. I don't get the sense that they have any kind of mandate to say, hey, we have to push for the playoffs or push for the play-in this year. I think they're still slow building it, and they're going to, you know, at the very least this next season, the record is probably still going to be pretty similar to what it was last year. But there's kind of the pieces are starting to make a little bit more sense now, like moving Brogdon out and clearing out a little bit of that logjam and replacing their, you know, veteran point guard when they already have a bunch of guards with a wing, which is a position that they didn't have a lot of. I think it's starting to make a little bit more sense now, and it'll be interesting to see what the rest of their offseason looks like as far as which other guys are moved out and who's brought in.
Sean Hyken of the Rose Garden Report, generous enough to join us here for a couple of segments ahead of the NBA draft, round number two. Sean, thanks, man. I'll let you go because I know you got to go cover round number two. It's going to start here in just under 7 minutes. Thanks for taking some time. We'll check back in with you again, all right?
I'll talk to you soon, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.